Nolte, disgraced Deadspin adds wildly dishonest editor's note to child attack. By John Nolte on December 8, 2023. Deadspin, the McCarthyite, racist, far-left outlet that smeared a 9-year-old boy in late November as a racist, has added a laughably dishonest editor's note in the wake of a lawsuit threat from the child's parents. The Wayback Machine first captured the defamatory Deadspin article on November 27 at 4:04 p.m. GMT, which is Greenwich Mean Time, which means 11:04 a.m. EST. This will matter later on. This despicable story was titled "The NFL Needs to Speak Out Against the Kansas City Chiefs Fan in Blackface, Native Headdress." The subheadline read, "They're doubling up on the racism. Are you going to say anything, Roger Goodell?" Then came a photo of the fan, who is obviously a child, 9-year-old Holden Armenta. Although the photo was obviously a little boy, Deadspin did not bother to blur the photo. Then came the opening paragraph. It takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native American at the same time. The author of this piece of child assassination, Karen Phillips, is, naturally, an award-winning Pulitzer Prize nominee, because as we all know, only accredited, award-winning journalists lie and smear and seek to destroy little boys for the sin of being little boys. Everything in the story was a lie. The little boy was not wearing blackface. This young Kansas City Chiefs fan was guilty of only painting his face black and red, the colors of the Chiefs. What's more, although this obscenely cruel publication wants to make cultural appropriation a sin, it's not, even by this obscenely cruel publication's stupid standard, young Holden was not guilty. He is part American Indian. Well, more than a week later, these Deadspin monsters had still not retracted their smear or deleted the social media posts accusing an innocent boy of racism, so the little boy's mother threatened suit. And now? An obviously sweaty and terrified Deadspin is attempting to lie its way out of a suit that will put it into bankruptcy if there is still justice in the world. Here's the full editor's note Deadspin added to the piece after 10 days of their smear circling the world a couple of hundred times. I've added numbers in order to count up the lies. Editor's note, on November 27, Deadspin published an opinion piece criticizing the NFL. Lie number 1, for allowing a young fan to attend the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Las Vegas Raiders on November 26 wearing a traditional Native American headdress and, based upon the available photo, lie number 7, what appeared to be blackface paint. Unfortunately, the article drew attention to the fan. Lie number 2, though our intended focus was on the NFL and its checkered history on race. Lie number 3, an issue which our writer has covered extensively for Deadspin. 3 years ago, the Chiefs banned fans from wearing headdresses in Arrowhead Stadium, as well as face painting that appropriates American Indian cultures and traditions. The story's intended focus was the NFL. Lie number 4, and its failure to extend those rules to the entire league. We regret any suggestion that we were attacking the fan, lie number 5. To that end, our story was updated on December 7 to remove any photos, tweets, links, or otherwise identifying information about the fan. We have also revised the headline to better reflect the substance of the story, lie number 6. 7 massive lies in 3 little paragraphs. Should we be surprised that a low-life publication that smeared a child would try to circumvent a lawsuit by publishing to an array of bald-faced, provable lies? No, we shouldn't. We will start with lies 1-6. Lies 1-6 are a desperate and laughable attempt to gaslight us into believing the original article was directed at the NFL and not a little, 9-year-old boy. Fact, the headline directly targeted the little boy. The NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface, native headdress. Note how the word fan is singular, not plural. The story intended to hang a target on the back of this little kid and have the NFL do the shooting. The story demanded the NFL speak out against this fan, who was obviously a little boy. Fact, the lead photo was of the little boy. Fact, the article's opening paragraph attacked the little boy. It takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once. But on Sunday afternoon in Las Vegas, a Kansas City Chiefs fan found a way to hate black people and the Native Americans at the same time. Now we will move to lie number 7, this based on the available photo BS. The available photos. Available to whom exactly? According to the timestamp on this tweet, a photo of young Holden's full, adorable, innocent, not racist face was available even before the first Wayback capture of the Deadspin article. Why didn't Deadspin use that photo? Why didn't Deadspin, knowing fans' face paint, make sure they saw their target's full face before smearing a child as a racist? Why didn't Deadspin, knowing the Chiefs' colors are red and black, make sure they saw their target's full face before smearing a child as a racist? Deadspin has still not retracted the article. Deadspin has still not fired Karen Phillips and the editors responsible. Deadspin is still in business. I'm sorry, that's a lie, I'm not sorry at all. But when you target a child for personal destruction, you deserve to be blacklisted and cancelled out of decent society. Karen Phillips is a disgrace who must be fired and never again work in media. The editors who allowed this must be named, disgraced, and never again allowed to work in media. Deadspin must suffer the same fate. You know, if an adult at Deadspin had come along the next day and said, "Retract this, pull it down, you, and you are fired," that would have been good enough for me. But Deadspin didn't do that. Deadspin let the article and numerous social media posts attack this poor kid for more than a week. That means Deadspin is an institution beyond repair and has to close down. I'll defend anyone's right to free speech, until you encourage genocide or attack a child. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.